Global cancer trends are on the rise, as is especially in low and middle income countries, and Africa seems to be the boiling pot for cancer diagnosis explosion within the next 30 years. The reality is that our rapid lifestyle changes, our way of living, food production, preservatives, hormones, all of these factors play a critical role. Hereditary forms of cancer are not necessarily the main indicators, but yes, lifestyle-related cancers are the dangerous ones that we need to look out for. Advances in capacity building, screening, treatment, access to timely treatment through various advocacy initiatives have started to pay off. And the reality also is that we are seeing more cancer because more cancer cases are being diagnosed, and that is through screening efforts. So, especially in low middle income countries, there have not been a great investment in cancer control. And in many African countries, for instance, still, there are almost no campaigns, or some countries have got no access to treatment for their patients. And then such African patients would have to go to a neighboring country. In Southern Africa, the picture is at least better. In Namibia, for instance, everyone has access to cancer screening and treatment, even if they're state patient. But a lot more investment is needed to be able to change and turn the tides on cancer globally. Advances in terms of diagnostics and treatment, definitely great advancements have been made. Access thereto remains the challenge, especially in low-income countries. Technologies used and implemented to save lives from cancer in low-income countries, those are not yet accessible by the masses. So it's a race against the economic diversity. It is a battle of the richest to save lives. And unfortunately, it seems as if Africa is going to be the continent that again will feel the biggest brunt of this global cancer explosion within the next 30 years if our African leaders do not invest timely to prevent this.